Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 25th and the whole week ahead. Beautiful connection between the Sun and Venus, your ruler in your seventh house of relationships. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. And you'll see it's positively gorgeous when it comes to you and love. If you're with somebody, it could well mean popping the question, deciding to become a couple, living together, commitment. If you're not with anybody, it could well be meeting somebody very soon. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, with Mercury and Uranus in your seventh house of relationships, this means somebody might be pretty or even handsome, but if they've not got a brain, you're not interested. You need intellectual stimulation. So if there's a person in your life who's going to bring out the best in you, it will be through the ability to talk to another, to chat to each other, and to basically connect through your minds. And here's your Monday stars. Now, if yesterday was all about being with somebody on the same wavelength, then when you get Mars and Neptune together, it's a little bit more sexual. There's a little bit more passion. In fact, it's steamy. It's steam heat. And that's what these stars are all about now. Dead sexy. But Mars and Neptune is fantasy. And so therefore, fulfilling a fantasy with someone you fancy is the way to go with this aspect. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a new moon in Aries. So the next couple of weeks is to do with a relationship or a partnership. For instance, if you know a relationship has run its course, a new moon can mean moving on. But you separate as friends, you can sort things out together. It could also mean that you're with somebody and you want to stay with them for life, or certainly for a long time. This is all about the dynamic of a relationship in your life and what it means to you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury and Saturn link perfectly well together. This is again about relationships and partnerships, but it's more of a business level. So the more you are working with somebody and connecting with somebody in an enterprising way, the better. What you've got with Mercury and Saturn on this particular link is the ability to be able to talk things through sensibly and in a way that makes absolute common sense to you both. And here's your Thursday stars, the most difficult of aspects, and you've got to be so careful. Jupiter in your sign squaring Pluto in your fourth house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Jupiter in the first, squaring Pluto in the fourth. This is a big psychological battle. And it goes on between you and somebody else. Whoever that person is, be warned and be careful. They are quite happy to use underarm tactics. You must be as pure as the driven snow. Don't resort to their level. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury will move into your eighth house. A lot of private matters going on here, but a lot of things that you can deal with over the next few weeks. Whether it's cash in hand, whether it's cash between you and somebody else, whether it's private paperwork, it doesn't really matter what it is. But it is important that you know where you stand when it comes to money and finances, ownership and possessions. And that's what needs writing up now, an inventory.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.